Cheers, thank you very much. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Cabinet meeting of Charnborough Council here on the 14th of November 2024. Just so everybody know, this meeting will be recorded and the sound recording subsequently be made available via the Council's website. In addition, under the Local Authorities Executive Arrangements, Meetings and Access Information England Regulations 2012, other people may film, record, tweet or blog from this meeting. The use of any such images or sound recordings is not under the Council's control. We will move to item one on the agenda, which is apologies.
Not received.
Cheers, thank you very much. Item two is disclosures of pecuniary interests and other registrable and non-registrable interests. Do anybody want to declare any interests at all on any of the agenda items? No? Thank you very much for that. Item three is leaders' announcements. I don't have any announcements to make tonight. So we will move to item four, which is the minutes of the previous meetings. Just for your approval, can I have a proposal, please? And a seconder. Any comments on the minutes before we vote on them? If we approve them, that'd be great. Thank you. All in favour?
Yeah.
Cheers. Thank you very much for that. I'll sign them later and hand them to Laura. Well, item five is questions under Cabinet Procedure 10.7. We have one question by Mr. M. Hunt, County Councillor, on Section 106 contributions for Loughborough. Can I ask Mr. Hunt to join us at the table? Cheers, Max. Thanks very much for joining us at the table. If you would like to read out the question or take the question and the response elsewhere, that would be great. It's entirely up to yourself.
Well, seven questions, so we
don't know. That's fine. So we'll have to ask any supplementary questions or statements.
I'm entitled to ask some supplementary questions, but I won't bore you with those either. I will be writing to Councillor Anne Gray, who was kind enough to meet and discuss these with me, and I'll send her all my comments on the question.
Brilliant.
It's just a short statement I want to make. Some of you will know I spent 12 years on the executive, and I know the authority pretty well. And I know that open spaces and playgrounds and that sort of thing are one of the most important consumer services that we offer to Loughborough. Because, as you know, the service is largely devolved to parish and town councils elsewhere. So, I'm not going to talk about the 30,000 which is still in there, which we still hope to get. And that's been on the books for, well, in this administration, since you started, but going back to probably 10 years under the previous administration, who let things lapse. I'll come back in 6 months' time if we still haven't got the money in, and then ask you why. But it's significant to me that I've heard not a word from anybody in the authority since I asked the question, why haven't we got the money? And that was 6 months ago. I find that very telling. I'm not going to talk about the 20,000 that we apparently had to pay back, and I'm not going to talk about the application that I still haven't heard whether we have the 6-1-6 payment for that. That's in my division as well. I simply want to say that if you read and study through what I've written and what I send to Anne, you'll see that something needs to be done. This can't continue. Although I do appreciate you've got a member of staff to deal with ongoing ones now. But there are two things that are missing. First of all, consultation, either before or after you apply for the money. And that's a moot point if you read the answers I've got. The community needs to be consulted. And in the last episode we had one of the three borough councillors were consulted about a week before the bulldozers came in and took out the play equipment and put in something else. That's not consultation. So we need consultation. The second thing is we need scrutiny, because we don't know what's happened unless there's a way to do that. If that mechanism isn't the Loughborough Committee, then I'd ask what the Loughborough Committee is for. But if it isn't, then we need to find out a way of scrutinising these things. And it's not about the parishes, it's not about the town, it's about Loughborough, because we do not have that avenue to scrutinise these decisions. Thank you.
Cheers. Thank you, Max. Thank you very much. I've taken some notes, and I think we'll get back to you on some of the points that are raised, unless officers want to come back now on those. But I do take your point regarding Loughborough not having a parish, in essence, for it to be consulted formally on. And we will take those comments back as Cabinet and see if we can address that going forward in the future and what that might look like. And then finally, on your points about the park or the recreation facilities and the consultation on that one, on Section 106 and the scrutiny, we do scrutinise Section 106 via the Finance and Performance Committee. However, that does only have a select limited number of Loughborough councillors on it, or councillors that are representative of Loughborough wards. And you made a point about the Loughborough Area Committee. And Loughborough Area Committee, we did look at that at the last consultation of the constitution, and we've got the new one coming up, or the next one coming up in January. It may be that we revisit that one to see if there are things like the Section 106 that we can put into the Area Committee's remit. However, that's not to promise anything, that's just say that we'll look at it, and maybe that might be an avenue. However, it only does meet twice a year, so that's the other thing, that's the other restrictive thing about it. But thank you very much for the questions, and hopefully we can get back to you with some further answers. Thank you. Cheers, Max. Thank you. Item 6 is the Public Transport Scrutiny Panel. With us we have Karen Whitson, Head of Democracy, to present and assist with the report. We also have the Chair of the Panel, Councillor Sarah Maynard, to present the Scrutiny Panel's recommendations and observations. So I will first go to Councillor Maynard, and then I'll go to Karen afterwards for any further updates on the report. So Councillor Maynard, if you want to present the report, that would be great. Thank you.
Thank you very much. So, we investigated the public transport that was available to residents of Charnwood Borough Council, and as expected, to be honest, we found a tale of three different boroughs. So we found that some residents were served by good public transport networks, and they tended to be along the A6, Birstall, Rothley, Corn, with regular buses going in to Loughborough and to Leicester. Although actually evening provision is questionable for those. Then we found some areas that the public transport was there, but it tended to be unreliable and inconsistent. So we spoke to the bus companies, and I feel that they were pretty transparent and open about the problems that they were having in terms of producing a reliable and consistent service. And then we looked at areas where there was virtually no public transport at all. And one would expect that in perhaps the small villages, but one really wouldn't expect it in larger areas like Woodthorpe and Sarby. Now, given the fact that it's not in our gift as the Borough Council to do much about this, as a committee, we looked at the two areas that we could make some positive change. And the first one is using S106 contributions effectively. And I think it is fair to say that S106 has not been used with as great effect as it has in other councils. Oxford was one that was brought to our attention as being particularly good by Kinch Buses representatives when we spoke to them. So we spoke to Mark Pickrell, we invited him into the committee, and he made it quite clearly that actually, for S106 contributions to be used more effectively and efficiently, and for them to be pulled together, which is our recommendation 1 and 2, actually, better information from the Highway Authority, Leicestershire County Council, was needed. And I noticed, reading the report, that the officer recommendations is asking for better information from the Highways Authority, which I think is fair comment, actually. And then looking at the other thing that we could do to influence good public transport was actually being able to feedback to the Highways Authority, to Leicestershire County Council, about the problems that we were facing in Charnwood. So that's our recommendation 3, 4 and 5. So we spoke to our Principal Planning Officer, who seemed very, very keen to be able to use her role on the Enhanced Partnership Board to feedback problems, because she was saying that she was going and she was listening, but she didn't have any information to impart. So we felt very strongly that if members were given a mandate to be able to let her, the principal planning officer, know of any problems they had in their ward, that she would be able to feed them back so the county council and the Enhanced Partnership Board would know what was going on. And also as well, their role, the principal planning officer's roles in reply to consultations, as well as ward members, I think would actually be key to let the highway authority know what's going on in our ward, and that actually it's not great in most places. The one key word that came out, equality of opportunity, came out an awful lot, and our residents do not have equality of opportunity with public transport in Charnwood. And anything we can do to make that situation better, I feel that as a borough council we ought to be doing. Thank you.
Cheers. Thank you very much, Councillor Maynard. Karen, is there anything further you'd like to add to the report?
Thank you. No, nothing further to add. I just wish to say, put on record, a thank you to the scrutiny panel, because they've done they've been a very comprehensive review of this. Thank you.
Cheers. Thank you very much. I'm going to move to Councillor Blackshaw first, if she wants to add anything further before we go on to any questions by cabinet members at all.
Thank you. I'd just like to thank Councillor Maynard and the other members of the scrutiny panel for the thorough work that they put into this.
Cheers, thank you very much. Cabinet members, any questions to either Councillor Maynard or Karen on anything on the report itself? No, if not, I just want to echo Councillor Maynard, our thanks to yourself as chair of the panel, but also the other panel members as well. It's not an easy subject actually, because obviously we don't control the buses, county have more influence. But that's not to say we shouldn't have a say in what happens in our district and our area. And it's important that, and one of the points was, when we do have planning applications that are going to affect our area, we should, as ward members, be able to feedback regarding public transport or bus routes. So that's something that's very positive, I think. We should, when we're emailed planning applications, there should be a template there or a suggestion or a reminder for ward councillors to say, actually, what about public transport, or what about education, or what about any of the other things that might be in their area that they want to feedback on. So it's just something that we might do, ask Colin, Councillor Hamilton, to take that back to his planning head hat, and be able to tweak it a little bit, so when we do get that information, it comes with a template, so we can fill it in, send it back with our comments, rather than just an email back, because then it will prompt us and remind us of that. But if there's no further comments, so thank you very much for that. It was very, very thorough scrutiny. Lots of went into it, lots of people came and gave evidence, which is really good, and that's what you want in your scrutiny panel. So well done, and thank you very much for that one. So Councillor Blackshaw, back to you, please.
Thank you very much. As Councillor Maynard said, there were three different areas, and essentially there were the proposals can be grouped into the two different bits of the S106 funding and feeding back to highways. So I would like to move the officer recommendations 1 to 5, which are on your agenda pages 9 through to 10, for the reasons set out on agenda page 8, while also noting the panel observations.
Brilliant, thank you very much for proposing. Can I have a seconder, please? Thank you, Councillor Gray. All in favour? Cheers, thank you very much, that's unanimous. Thank you very much, Councillor Maynard. You're free to go as they say, but thank you.
Before I do, can I just query, because I'm unclear, what the mechanism now is to get our report recognised, or at least read and acknowledged by Leicestershire County Council?
I suspect we would. Karen, do you want to come on in?
Yeah, I was going to say, what we can do, we can send the final recommendations of the Cabinet report. We could send it to a contact at County Highways, we could do that. And obviously the findings of the scrutiny panel will be in the annual scrutiny report. Obviously that's a little bit further down the line, but it gives it some prominence further down the line.
Is there any way that we can actually submit it, because there's still the consultation for the bus going on with Leicestershire County Council? Can we submit the report to that, and if so, how could we do that?
We can investigate that for you, how we can do that, if it's possible to submit it that way.
Thank you very much, Karen.
Thank you all.
Yes, thank you. So, Councillor Maynard, I think we can probably email the report as it stands to the officer. I forget her surname, but Emma, the County Council, is leading on that bus partnership consultation. So we'll perhaps have a conversation with her via email and find out the best way to submit it, but we'll find a way to make sure it gets to the relevant people at the County Council. The issue, as you've touched on, relates to things around Section 106 and longer term planning issues, and there are further things we need to discuss with the County Council about highways, evidence, information. So it's a very topical issue for us at the moment.
Yeah, thank you. Lovely. Thank you very much, everybody.
Cheers. Thanks very much. Have a great evening. Okay, that takes us to item 7, which is the Member Development Strategy 2024-28. With us, we have Karen Witherson, Head of Democracy, to present and assist with the report, and Councillor Jadeja to introduce the report. So I'll go first with Councillor Jadeja, and then I'll come to yourself, Karen. Thank you.
Thank you, Leader. Thank you to the officers who've worked really hard to produce this excellent document. I just want to add that we're going to add that this, as in the foreword, we found it later than the report was produced, and that is, tell me and I forget, teach me and I remember, involve me and I learn. This is a Benjamin Franklin quote, and I thought it was really poignant for member development strategy. Members are the voice of our communities and council business, and it's really important that we provide a strategy that meets the needs of all members. Good governance gives us accountability to our communities and support for prospective new councillors that is in the strategy, I think is really helpful, particularly for new members like myself. When we first started, it can be quite difficult. This administration is committed to supporting members, and I'm pleased to present this member strategy, which covers the years 2024 to 28. Thank you.
Cheers. Thank you very much, Councillor Jadeja. Karen, anything further you'd like to add to the report?
No. With the additional wording in the foreword, we'll make sure that is submitted to full council in January. Obviously, it's voted on, that is.
Cheers. Thank you very much. Cabinet members, any questions or any comments on the report itself? No, just to say that it's a strategy where we need to develop our councillors, old and new, I would say. And to that end, I've already started some training already, just in case. But yeah, it's nice to get the East Midlands Charter as well, 2024 as well, under our belt. A lot of effort went into getting that, so well done to everybody involved in that one. But also, it just shows us the importance of place on councillors in this authority to develop them so they can make key decisions, not only just in cabinet and in other, but also in scrutiny, and also as backbenchers as well. You know, it's important that everybody feels involved in Charter. So thank you very much, Karen, for all your hard work. Councillor Shalaya, back to yourself.
Thank you, Leader. So just to summarise and move officer recommendation and reason on agenda page 53 even.
And that's to include the amendment to add the conditional quote. Yeah.
Thank you.
Brilliant. Can I have a second, please? Thank you, Councillor Blatchford. All in favour? Cheers. Thank you very much. We now move to item 8, which is an enterprise zone update plus the scrutiny commission report that accompanies it. With us, we have Rob Mitchell, Chief Executive, present to assist with the report. Myself to introduce it, and then we've got Councillor Seaton as well to present the Scrutiny Commission's report, and then we'll go to any questions for Councillor Seaton. So Rob, over to yourself first for to introduce the report.
Thank you, Leah. So, and also thank you to Councillor Seaton and the Scrutiny panel for looking at the Enterprise Zone report. So this is an update really to advise Cabinet about changes to the governance relating to the Enterprise Zone following the cessation of what was the Local Enterprise Partnership and the creation now of a new arrangement where the County Council and the City Council are responsible for some of the former functions of the LEP. As you'll note from the report, the previous governance included the Local Enterprise Partnership, which was a sort of standalone body in its own right. It had company directors. Now, that body is no longer, we need to revisit some of the underpinning governance of the Enterprise Zone. And what the report sets out is a broad negotiating framework that we're working on, which includes key parts of the existing enterprise zone business rates agreement and carrying those forward into the new agreements. And it's important that we do that because that includes issues around business rate retention, which is important for us, but it also includes issues around making sure that the rates generated on the enterprise zone site stay within the enterprise zone site and don't get passported to other enterprise zones outside of Charnwood. So it protects that, and that is something that the operators and owners of the site have been keen to see carried forward into the new arrangements. So far we've been meeting with the City and the County Council and officers who were previously employed by the LET but are now currently in the Leicestershire Business and Skills Partnership. And we've had positive discussions, so the senior officers involved from the County and City seemingly are supportive of the draft information that you've got in front of you and the revised agreement. So we have employed with Hinckley, who are in a similar position, having an enterprise zone themselves, legal advisors through Nicola's team, who will have drafted a document which we're now sending on to County and City, and we're hopeful that they will approve that. We'd like obviously the ability to negotiate some finer details, which the report provides for, but if there were any major changes to those key principles set out in this document, we would need to come back to Cabinet and seek some further guidance from yourselves in terms of how we take it forward. But so far, Leader, we're pretty comfortable with the position, but wanted to make sure that Cabinet were also comfortable and updated on the current situation.
Brilliant. Thank you very much for that one. I'm going to turn to Councillor Seaton now to present the Scrutiny Commission report. Councillor Seaton, over to yourself.
I do apologise because I think I misjudged how long the last item went, and I'm at a governor's meeting at the moment. So I'm going to take the paper as read, and the commission, the report felt that the cabinet should approve the recommendations set out, and we were satisfied that all risks and skills risks were covered from this. Thank you.
Cheers. Thank you very much, Councillor Seaton. Any questions for clarification for Councillor Seaton on the report? If not, thank you very much, Councillor Seaton, for presenting the report. It was a very thorough discussion that the Scrutiny Commission had and listened into it. So it's very, and I also have briefing from Rob as well regarding it as well. So it's very thorough. It's a very important area, actually, because we, you know, it can leverage in a lot of money, and we want to make sure that's secure for Charlie going forward. But thank you very much for the report. So turning to the report, any questions from members of Cabinet on it, or any points of clarity? If not, I will move officer recommendations 1 to 2 for reasons 1 to 2 on agenda page 83. Can I have a seconder, please? Thank you very much, Councillor. Great. All in favour? Cheers, thank you very much. We'll now move to item 9, which is the Treasury Management Strategy, Annual Investment Strategy, and MRP Policy Mid-Year Review. With us we have Neil Whittle, Head of Finance, and Sarah Allen, Senior Income Officer, present to assist with the report. I've got Councillor Ashcroft to introduce the report, and then we'll move to our officers if need be. Thank you very much. Go to yourself, Councillor Ashcroft.
Okay, thank you, Leader. As you can see, this report is mid-year review with the strategies which were approved by Council in February 2024. It indicates whether there's been any change in the strategy. It also provides an update on the current financial position and also has forecasts, updated forecasts from our consultant, Link Asset Services. So looking at the report, it can be seen that there's no major changes in strategy and that the financial position is close to what was forecast. A good piece of news is that our investments in the first half of the year have slightly outperformed our benchmarks, and you can see the recommendation on page 91 with the reason below it.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Councillor Ashcroft. Neil or Sarah, anything further to add?
I've got nothing further to add. That was a good introduction by Councillor Ashcroft.
Sarah, do you want to come in?
No, that's great. Thank you very much. So, thank you.
Cheers. Thank you very much. Cabinet members, any questions on the Treasury Management Report or any of the reports within? If not, it's just nice to see that actually the return on the investments are better than we originally forecast. But within guidance still, so it's quite good. And it's good that we're looking at, well, with interest rates dropping, but hopefully not dropping as far as previously thought, that returns will be buoyant for the next year as well. So when we come towards the budget, it may be a bit better for us than previously thought. Councillor Ashcroft, anything further? If not, I'll ask you to move the recommendations.
Nothing further. I would say it's well worth looking at the forecasts, the data forecasts, you know, because we've obviously had an election and there's financial movement to the financial environment, and it does provide a good update. So, and it does help us in our budgeting as well, having this updated view on what the forecasts are. So with that, I'd like to move the recommendation and reasons on agenda page 91.
Cheers, thank you very much for that. Can I have a seconder, please? Thank you very much, Councillor Chidaja. All in favour?
Yes.
Cheers, thank you, that's unanimous. Item 10 is exempt information. Purpose to exclude members of the public from the meeting during the consideration of the following items on the grounds that they will involve the likely disclosure of exempt information as defined in paragraph 3 of part 1 of Schedule 12A to the Local Government Act 1972. And it is considered that the public interest in maintaining the exemption outweighs the public interest in disclosing the information. Can I have a seconder to that proposal, please? Thank you very much, Councillor Gray. All in favour? Cheers, thank you. That's unanimous.